decided whether Blake's going to play?
Well, I haven't talked to the players yet. You know, I have a plan in my mind. I think that we have, you know, we have meetings today. You know, we have meetings tomorrow. And you know, I'm not trying to hold things or do things like that. I just think it's important for our players' mindset to keep them locked in. And do that so everyone understands it's not that I'm playing games or anything like that. It's just that this is always, to me personally, this is a difficult time. You know, obviously you have players that know they're going to make the team. You have some players that they think they're on the team and they're not yet, unfortunately. You know, then you got players that really do truly understand that, you know, they're on the team. So what I try to do for myself, just out of respect for everyone, is kind of keep everyone just focused in and channeled in, you know. So that's what I'm trying to do, and I think it's fair, you know, and that's what I talked to the team about today. You know, I said, listen, we're going to be focused in. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of different directions, you know what I'm saying, as far as where a team is right now in the year. So, I do have a plan, but – you know, I'm probably not going to tell the team until after the meetings tomorrow.
Do you think your starters remained locked in this week
during these 4 days of practice?
What do you mean?
In terms of, you know, a lot of them have not played in that fourth preseason game, and, you know, did they still treat it like a regular week?
In terms of practice?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about did our starters practice this week?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Extremely, yeah. Good versus good, you know what I'm saying? I mean, going against each other. Yeah, because, you know, obviously, you know, you have this time period at the end where you have some time that, you know, you have a day after the game, you have 48 hours to give them a day off, and then you have, you know, you're releasing players, which is always a tough day to get something accomplished. So that day's not a lot goes on, you know, and then you're bringing the team back. You get a couple extra days, but, you know, you don't want to get the game plan stale, so you just want to give them a little bit, you know, as you go. So, you know, we worked extremely hard this week.
Yesterday you mentioned the times you were cut as a player. Mm-hmm. Which coach handled it the way that provided a guide for you as a head coach now?
I would say this. I was fortunate, you know. I mean, from, you know, Coach Shula, Jimmy Johnson, Coach Shula. Well, first it was Tom Flores, then it was Coach Shula, then it was Jimmy Johnson, then it was Coach Mora, then it was Coach Burns in Minnesota, Coach Knoll at Pittsburgh. You know, I just know I always appreciated the way they spoke to you. But I actually appreciated the assistant coaches more, you know, meaning that, hey, listen, this is the reason why, this is how we feel, this is what you need to work on, you know, stay ready just in case, you know, encouragement and things of that nature. Because I think it's very difficult. I know myself when, and I think I might have only done it once for someone that had played in the league 14 to 15 years, where you say, hey, you know, I think it's time you seriously think about, you know, maybe not. Because I never felt like I was, you know, that it was my place to tell someone not to pursue, you know, their dreams. I mean, and that's what it is for a lot of people. So, you know, you try to give them, you know, there's different things. There's the Canadian League. There's, you know, arena. There's things of that nature. And I think that, you know, as long as you're honest and upfront, I think the players appreciate it. I think at that moment, whatever you say is really not, you know, like I said before, those situations are tough. What I struggle with personally is, you know, one of the things about where we are now, you know, it's going to be a day with the number, meaning, you know, at 90, you know, it's a day that, you know, it's multiple, you know, and you spend all this time with players and you're working with them and you're trying to get them better and coach them and get them to a position where they can earn a spot or make your team. And, you know, within a matter of a 2 minute conversation, it's over, you know, and that player walks out and you might not see him again. And, you know, there's a relationship, you know, that's built, you know, during this time. You know, it is a difficult time. You know, some players have been here, you know, maybe for a couple of years. Some players have been here since, you know, OTAs, or some people have been here since the draft. So it's difficult. It's very difficult, I think, to describe or to be able to write, you know, exactly, you know, the how that goes on. It's I think it's by far the toughest part of the business. I think it's one that everyone understands happens. I mean, there's not a guy that doesn't understand it happening, but I struggle with all that. I struggle with that. I struggle with that being on TV. I struggle, you know, I think that's a very, very personal moment. That's just my personal opinion. I'm not speaking for anyone else but myself.
Personally, it's obviously very tough, but professionally, do you feel like you guys have cultivated enough talent that it's going to be a tough cut to find that 53-man roster just from a talent perspective?
Well, I think we'll see. I mean, you know, I think that stuff, you like to, sometimes you talk yourself into it, you know. I think, you know, you just got to, I can only speak for myself. I try to take myself out, and I go back and write down the things that I look for, go back to what we're looking for in a player, what we're doing. Then I try to look at it differently again, so I get a better base of exactly where I'm at instead of saying, well, I'm hoping that this is going to be, you know, here. You know, I have to be very careful because, obviously, you know, how I talk to the team, you know, about earning positions and things of that nature. So, you know, I'm very conscious of that from when I form my opinion on you know, who should be here and who is not.
How did Didi move around today?
Not as well as I liked, you know. So I think that, you know, I was, you know, felt pretty confident the other day that he was going to be able to play. Right now I'm not sure. You know, I'm really not. I'm hoping. I'm probably more in a hoping mode. You know what I'm saying, that he plays, but, you know, I don't know. But we'll take that up all the way until game time, you know what I'm saying, to see if he can go.
Doug, what kind of a camp and preseason has Brandon Linder had for you?
Pretty solid. You know, I think pretty solid. I think that, you know, we've been moving people around him a little bit, and I think that he's done a nice job. You know, he's a good football player. I think, you know, I would probably term that as he's had a solid camp, solid preseason.
No Jalen, no T.J. Yeldon today, probably holding them out of the game?
Well, Jalen is obviously, we're getting treatment. So, I mean, so we had him out the other day in practice. So, you know, I'm probably not inclined to go. Again, I haven't talked to him to see how he felt today, you know. With T.J., you know, he's getting close. So, you know, I'll probably take him up, you know, to game day, see where we're at, you know, because obviously he's missed a little bit of time. So, you know, I don't know exactly where he's at right now. You know what I'm saying?
Follow another guy, Rivera.
Sure.
You'd like to have had him play, but Is it not looking good? And how tough is it to decide his status when he's on
play? Yeah, I think those things always come into play. I think, you know, I think it's difficult, you know, when a player is not, you know, participated, you know, at all. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, I think that goes into the decision, but you can't cut off your nose despite your face, you know. But, you know, that's a tough situation. Obviously, we wish he was, you know, going to be able to come back. And I really don't know. I have not spoken to him about where he is, you know, mentally, you know, from where he's at with the injury. Me personally.
Sorry. Has Jalen had a setback with the injury or the core muscle?
No, we're just being smart. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we just didn't want to go back to back to back to back, you know what I'm saying, with coming off of what, you know, the injury.
Is left guard the only position that you would still classify as kind of open? I mean, I know everything's competing on that kind of part, but when you look
I think in my mind I have a couple more. You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure that I'm, you know, set with it. And again, I'm not speaking for anyone but myself. You know, so for me, I'm not as comfortable as I would like to be at this time, you know, with certain things. And then probably a little bit more from a role standpoint. But, you know, that's one of the ones, obviously, I'm not comfortable with from that standpoint.
How much progress you would say that Brandon Allen has made up in? What are you, if you put him in for extended time, what are you looking for on a Thursday night?
He's been a player now that's played well in games and not as practiced as well as he's played consistently. I mean, he's had good practices, obviously. So, you know, I think, you know, this, you know, when he gets in there again, you know, you're looking to see, can he keep doing the same thing. Can he make plays? You know, can he throw the ball? Can he stay in there? You know, can he take the punishment? Can he take the hits? You know, there's a lot of things that are going on as you're evaluating it because, you know, do you want to, you know, you look to say, hey, is this someone that we want to spend time with? Do you think this is someone that, you know, potentially at the end of the day, can be a starting quarterback for you? I think those are all the things that I ask myself, you know, when I watch a player go in there. And I do that at really every position. Hey, is this a player that we need around here to, you know, to develop? You know, do we have that type of faith, you know, in him, whether he's on the back end of the roster or whether he's on the, you know, the practice squad? So I think those things go into play. You don't just, you know, because, you know, to keep someone, in my opinion, you know, when you want to keep somebody in there, they have to have a trait that, you know, you really really feel good about, a trait that can develop them into a star. If they don't have any of the traits, then you know, that's very difficult to develop a player into someone that can play.
Have AJ and Aaron played enough, practiced enough that you feel comfortable with playing on Thursday?
AJ Camp or AJ Boye?
And Aaron Colvin.
I don't know if you ever feel comfortable, you know what I'm saying, or comfortable enough. You know, obviously you're always going to feel more comfortable if someone has done everything. So this way you know what's out there. You know exactly what you're going to get. So I think it's difficult for me to answer that question. There are things, though, that I've seen in practice that make me feel good. But at the end of the day, I don't think it's something that you say, oh, I feel great, you know, or because you want to be able to always be able to see it on the field, you know, when the lights are on.
Do you have a sense that the operation with Overton and Norman and Myers where you needed to be, and how has Overton been since he's got here?
Good. You know, he had the poor snap, you know, in the one game, you know, and he's been working hard. I have not seen anything from a practice standpoint or even since then, you know, from the game that would give me any type of concern from a, you know, an operation standpoint.
Can a guy on the bubble really make an impact if you have a super game Thursday? Is that
what's
something
that
you evaluate a lot?
What's that?
Thursday night's game, last preseason game, a guy on the bubble, you just happened to have done nothing in three preseason games to have a super game Thursday night. Can that improve his stock?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think about, you know, you think about if you look around the league, okay, and again, I can't say that I've seen the practices of some players, but you look around the league and you say, well, here's this guy on this roster, and you're like, why they keep that guy? Then 8 years later, you kind of get in there and go, gosh, you know, that guy's been playing for 8 years now. He was a college free agent, or he was a late round draft pick. I mean, those stories happen all the time. So to me, in my mind, you say to yourself, okay, how did this person make the team? Well, sometimes they make it by what they've done in practice. Sometimes they make it for what they've done in the preseason games. And sometimes you're just looking for that one play. So to answer your question, I think that happens a lot. You know, holy cow, this guy did this. Because for coaches, one of the things that is a good quality, but it's like a double sword, it's also a bad quality, is you see someone do something once and do it the way you want. You think that you can get that every single time. And sometimes that doesn't happen, you know. So that's the one thing that we're always fighting against. But to answer your question, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm expecting that there is competition. Not some. There's competition going into this last game that's going to make or break guys, for sure. Now, that's with our team. But also, I'm going to remind the players before we play, everybody watches this tape. So that, you know, hey, you have a great opportunity here, but you know, if you also play well, you can potentially have an opportunity somewhere else. One thing about players, whatever you put on film, that's your resume. You know, especially now at this time, you know, in this time of year when the exhibition games, what you put out there, that's what people are looking at. And believe me, there's enough people on that side, you know, of the football operations, you know, the pro departments and things like that are watching every single snap, everything, trying to find the right fit for their team.